The NFL season is rolling along, Major League Baseball playoffs are heating up, and we're in the midst of the NBA Finals. We take a look at some matchups coming up and what they might mean for the card market. This is The Forecast. Investors, happy to be back with you guys for another week. I'm Amber Wilson, and if you're new around here on The Forecast, what we do is every week I take a look at some of the matchups coming up in sports, and we talk about what they might mean for the sports card market. Now, remember, on today's episode, all of the charts that you guys are about to see is from our Market Movers data platform. To find out more and to subscribe, make sure you go check out sportscardinvestor.com. You click the Market Movers tab in the main menu bar. There is a wealth of information there for you guys. You do not want to miss out on it. Now, the first week we did all NFL talk. The second week I did this show, we did all NBA talk. This week, I'm going to start back with the NFL. And I'm going to talk some Chargers Bucks. And of course, I can't talk about the Tampa Bay Bucks without, of course, talking about Tom Brady. Now, I don't like Tom Brady. I'm a Dolphins fan. I don't like him one bit. However, he's the GOAT. It's kind of inarguable at this point. He's certainly one of the best of all time, if he's not the greatest of all time, which means that when you're buying Tom Brady cards, you're buying a legacy. Remember, with young guys, you're buying potential. With a guy like Tom Brady, that legacy is already established. So what he does game to game, frankly, doesn't really matter. No matter what, his card value is going to increase steadily over time. Taking a look at the card here that sets the market for Tom Brady, his 2000 Bowman Chrome Base PSA 10. Over the last 90 days, that card is up 55% in value. Although it doesn't matter here what he does against the Chargers this weekend, what does matter is if he can add to that legacy even more with another ring, it's just another cherry on top. It's not necessary, but it certainly doesn't help. And it would never help hurt his card value if he could win another one and do it in an entirely new uniform somewhere that nobody expects him to be able to do it. His teammate, a feller named Rob Gronkowski, is, of course, an old faithful for Tom Brady as a target. And although Gronk may not look quite like the same Gronk did in a New England Patriots uniform, Tampa Bay Gronk still has an established legacy as well. So buying Gronk cards is kind of like buying Tom Brady cards. You're buying a legacy. You're buying one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history. So it doesn't really matter what he does game in and game out, but anything he does do in a Bucs uniform just adds to that legacy like it does for Tom. His 2010 Topps Chrome Base PSA 10 over the last 90 days is up 36% in value. That means people like seeing Gronk back on their television sets on Sundays. So with Tom Brady and Gronk, you are buying a legacy. A young guy who you're buying potential with is Chris Godwin. Now, Chris Godwin, he was drafted in 2017 in the third round of that draft. He flew under the radar for his first couple seasons, and then last season he had a breakout season with 9 touchdowns and over 1,300 receiving yards, which earned him his first Pro Bowl appearance. He's not playing on Sunday. So he has seen a significant boost in value recently, and that's really because of the signing of Tom Brady. It's because of who's throwing him the football. So far this season, he's been banged up, and that's exactly why he's not going to be playing on Sunday. I just wanted to mention him real quick, even though there's no way for him to benefit this matchup because his cards have been hot because of the signing of Tom Brady. His card to look out for is the 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10. Over the last 90 days, that card is up 208% in value. Again, when Tom Brady's throwing the football to you, that's what happens. Of course, he should benefit from that if he can get healthy here. He doesn't have that 30 interception Jameis Winston anymore. All Godwin has to do to help his card value is to get back healthy, to stay healthy, and to catch some footballs. Over the last 30 days, his card is up 11% in value. His card has cooled off, of course, over these last 30 days, even though it's still up a little bit in value. And again, that's because of those injuries. You're not going to see Chris Godwin on Sunday. Mike Evans, he's been a long time one of the top wide receivers in the league. However, his card value prices have largely been overlooked until the entrance of Tom Brady. Many of the established vet wide receivers from that middle of those 2010s, they almost get forgotten about in the football card market. As weird as it sounds, there's a bit of a bias, a recency bias in sports cards, because it's really over the last couple years here that the card market has heated up so much. So guys that were really great before that kind of get forgotten about. With Evans being drafted in 2014 and having been out of the national spotlight most of his NFL career, I mean, he plays in Tampa. His cards really haven't gotten much love until now. Until Tom Brady. Over the last 90 days, his 2014 Topps Chrome Base PSA 10 is up 51% in value. His cards, they've been a bit erratic if you're looking at this chart, but overall, since July, they are up 51% in value. If he's able to continue to perform here with Tom Brady throwing to him, he's finally getting some of that respect that he deserves in the sports card market. Let's turn our attention to Leonard Fournette. Now, Leonard Fournette's cards have had a very interesting journey up to this point. He came out of college as the number one running back in the country. Many believed he would be a franchise player for whoever drafted him. And of course, that team ended up being the Jacksonville Jaguars with the fourth overall pick. And playing for that organization slowly sucked the enthusiasm out of the market for his cards. Maybe sucked the enthusiasm out of his as well. When the news broke that the Jags released Leonard Fournette, his cards actually saw a small rise in value. Okay, that's, I'm not sure I've ever heard of a player being released and then their cards increasing in value, but that's what happened to Leonard Fournette when he was released by the Jags. Then, of course, he signs with Tom Brady and the Bucks, and his cards see a massive surge in value, which was fairly short-lived because it was clearly a big overreaction by the market to him signing with the Bucks. Nonetheless, his cards have remained fairly popular through the first few weeks of the season, especially with him coming off a 2-touchdown performance in week 2. If we're taking a look at his 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10, over the last 90 days, it's up 93% in value. You can see on this chart that massive spike that occurred when he signed with the Bucks. So we come back out down to earth a little bit from there. But overall, his card value is up over the last few months. Let's look at the Chargers now. And they, of course, have a young quarterback named Justin Herbert, who's getting playing time. And Justin Herbert's cards were red hot once he assumed the starting role. And by quarterback standards, he had a great week in week 2 against the Chiefs. He didn't expect to be playing. Tyrod Taylor's doctor has everything to do with why he's playing, the team doctor, since the team doctor collapsed Tyrod Taylor's or punctured his lung, trying to administer him pain medicine. Unfortunately, that worked out pretty well for Justin Herbert because he got his opportunity and he showed out. Last week, the Chargers narrowly lost to the Panthers, but it was another week in which Herbert racked up over 300 passing yards. For a rookie to be putting up numbers like that, it has people paying attention to Justin Herbert. And of course, people were already paying attention to Justin Herbert coming out of the draft. Now, when you're buying rookie quarterbacks, remember, you're buying potential, okay? And Herbert is showing that potential, so he has people very excited about where he could go in his career. His 2020 Mosaic Silver Raw over the last 30 days is up 61% in value. Before I move on to the next game, I want to remind you guys, if you haven't done so already, please, please, please subscribe to this channel by clicking the bell icon. It's so easy. Just click it right now. Bell icon. Click it. Give it a little click and subscribe. Let's talk some Browns and Cowboys. Cowboys, they're led by a guy named Dak Prescott. Now, Dak has been all the rage during the offseason due to his very public contract dispute with his team. As the quarterback of the Cowboys, Dak's cards naturally, of course, get a lot of attention. They are supposedly America's team. I think it's a bunch of nonsense, but they are, and the national media certainly covers them like they're America's team. Now, Dak has been playing well so far this season. He has over 400-yard passing games, but the Cowboys are 1-2. That puts some concerns about Dak's ability to actually close out games and to actually put a W in that win-loss column. His card saw a crazy run right up before the season began, and they came back down to earth a little bit since then. It's likely due to the overall sports card market correction that we've talked about that has occurred over the past month. If Dak can get the Cowboys winning consistently, though, that's going to likely matter with Dak Prescott's cards as much as him putting up the big numbers. He's got to shake that whole game manager reputation that I think, frankly, he's unfairly had for these years and show that he can just flat out win games and that he can be the reason that they win games in Dallas. His card to take a look at is the 2016 Prism Silver PSA 10. Over the last 90 days, his card is up 165% in value. No matter what, it's good to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. CD Lamb. Now, he had a lot of high expectations coming into this season. While he does have 16 catches for 230 yards through three games, he's got no touchdowns. And touchdowns and big triple-digit receiving games are what really makes wide receivers' cards catch fire. His 2020 Mosaic Silver Raw over the last 30 days is down 70% in value. This sharp decline is largely due to the fact that many people overpay for cards right when a product comes out. Mosaic was released in early September, and because of the hype generated by the product release over the last 7 days, though, if we just take a look at the last 7 days, his card is down 24%, but that's only 24% compared to the 70% it's down over the last 30 days. So some of that might be, like I said, that overreaction because people are paying too much in the beginning, so the numbers get a little bit skewed. Nonetheless, he has to score touchdowns. That's key in terms of his card value. Ezekiel Elliott. Now, Zeke has been a hot commodity in the hobby going on 4 straight years now. Back in 2016, when football card products were being released, the two guys people were hunting for most were Dak and Zeke. Again, it's good to play for the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe they are America's team. Damn it. As the bell cow running back for America's team, Zeke is chasing the records of some of the all-time greats, like, of course, Emmitt Smith. Go Gators. He's proven through his first 4 seasons that he is durable, he's explosive, he's powerful, and that he can be relied on week in and week out. Now, the football card market loves to see that kind of consistency out of running backs. So many of them nowadays, many running backs, they get stuck in a running back by committee situation, and it never really allows them to put up those eye-catching, consistent numbers. Zeke is in that position to be able to do that. He is the number one back in Dallas, and it's not up for debate. His 2016 Prism Silver PSA 10 over the last 90 days reflects that. That card is up 163% in value. So the hobby really likes what he's able to do. And of course, the Cowboys are committed to Zeke. They signed him to a 6-year, $90 million deal last year. That helps his card value even more. If he's healthy, investors know that the Cowboys are going to be counting on Zeke to get it done and to rack up even better numbers than he already has. Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns. Now, Baker Mayfield obviously has had a lot of hype coming into this league, but it has cooled off since his 2018 draft. He was the number one overall draft pick and maybe hasn't quite lived up to the hype yet. Although, again, I think I mentioned it the other week, like his commercials are fabulous. I'm telling you, Baker Mayfield, he's got an acting career ahead of him if football doesn't work out. Now, he's been playing for, of course, the Browns. That doesn't serve Baker Mayfield's career well. That's not considered the best organization on planet Earth. Many people in the hobby, though, they still believe that Baker Mayfield does have the potential to become a top 10 quarterback in the league. However, the hope, it continues to fuel his card prices, but at some point here, he's going to actually have to do it. So his 2018 Prizm base PSA 10 over the last 90 days is actually up 20% in value. So Baker Mayfield is still seeing, his cards are still seeing a good rise in value here. And if he proves it and he actually becomes that top 10 quarterback, that bodes well for the entire hobby. And all those investors right now holding out hope, still buying up Baker Mayfield's cards. Odell Beckham Jr., another guy who unfortunately has been declining in relevancy ever since he joined the Browns. He's had to deal with a number of injuries along the way, and it's led to a good deal of inconsistency with his level of play from week to week. And then whatever that relationship is between him and Baker Mayfield, and we know about the drama that ends up circulating Cleveland because that's just how it goes. His 2014 Topps Chrome base PSA 10, though, over the last 90 days, it's still up in value. It's up 57%. So for all of those questions surrounding Odell Beckham Jr. and what he's doing in a Browns uniform thus far and how his career has gone, frankly, since he left the Giants, his card value still continues to rise. The hobby still believes in him and still, frankly, believes that his quarterback has potential. I want to take a look at baseball, but again, I want to remind you guys really quickly, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe, hit the bell icon, boom. You do it, you do it. I said it, it's done. Good. Brewers and Dodgers. We're in the Major League Baseball playoffs, okay? So we're going to talk a little baseball. I haven't gotten to yet on this show. I'm sure I'll probably throw in some next week as well. The Brewers and the Dodgers. Let's talk about the Dodgers first and Cody Bellinger. The reigning NL MVP. He struggled a bit lately, but you know, it's baseball, right? It can be really reactionary. A few dingers and his card prices will go back to surging. His 2017 Topps Chrome update base PSA 10 over the last 90 days, it's down 6% in value. That means it's basically stagnant. If you look at that chart, that's not a huge dip. Like I said, it's baseball. He has an opportunity here in this postseason. He does a little bit of anything, and I'd imagine that card value is going to turn around. Mookie Betts, big offseason acquisition by the Dodgers, been widely considered the second best player in baseball for the last half decade or so. Currently, he's in a four-way race for this year's NL MVP. His 2014 Topps update base PSA 10 is up over the last 90 days, as you'd expect, a lot. 124% in value. Now he's doing it on a postseason stage. That only helps. Clayton Kershaw. Now the biggest influence on Kershaw's card prices we're likely to see this postseason will be whether or not he can finally conquer the demons of the postseason pitching, okay? If he goes out there and he dominates, this would be a great thing in terms of his card value. Of course, if the opposite happens, then the opposite's likely to happen, and that card value is likely to plummet. His 2008 Topps update base PSA 10. Over the last 90 days, that card is up 83% in value. Kershaw is one whose performance here really matters. So this is something to watch for in his matchup here against the Brewers. It could really affect his card prices in real time. Speaking of the Brewers, Christian Yelich. Overall, it's been a very disappointing year for the Brewers fans in terms of Christian Yelich and card investors in terms of Yelich. I mean, first of all, the Brewers, they just managed to squeak into the playoffs with a record of 29-31. And then Yelich, he's been struggling. I mean, last year he finished second in the NL MVP voting. Now he's batting just .202. At times, he's just looked completely lost at the plate. This has led to much of the enthusiasm that he generated last year subsiding for the time being. But his 2013 Topps update base PSA 10 over the last 90 days, it's only down 1% in value. Okay, so again, that's a stagnant card, but it's not trending in the right direction. Yelich's cards over the last 30 days are down 27% in value. So Christian Yelich is a player who really needs to get something going on here in the postseason for the card market. And finally, guys, let's talk about Keston Hira. Now, Keston Hira, unlike Yelich, he's just in his second year, and he doesn't have the same resume, of course, that Christian Yelich has. In 84 games last season, he was batting .303 with 19 homers, 51 runs, 49 ribbies, which are usually enough to get you into an MVP discussion. This season, however, he's only batting .212, and there's been no consistency from him. He slipped from batting third to sixth in the lineup. His 2019 Topps Chrome update base PSA 10 over the last 90 days is down about 40% in value. So again, he's trending the wrong direction as well. The Brewers, for card investors, have been disappointing. Maybe they can change that here in the postseason. Of course, they have a monster matchup here against a really good Dodgers team. That's all I have time for today. We're going to, of course, continue this again. We'll do this again next Thursday, as we do each and every Thursday. Jeff will have more content for you coming up this weekend. And as always, guys, all of the charts that you guys saw on today's episodes, they were provided by our Market Movers data platform. So go check it out, sportscardinvestor.com. You click Market Movers in the main menu bar. I don't want you to miss out on all that information that we've provided for you to help you out. Happy investing, happy hobbying. I'll talk to you guys next week.